Welcome to the Ado Show. If you are watching or streaming this episode, thank you so much for tuning in. I have an incredible show for you guys today. Happy late New Year to everybody. I know this is airing a few days after the New Year, or maybe a few weeks. No, I think it's just a few days or a couple of days. I don't know. Happy late New Year to everybody. I do want to say, I was on Instagram the other day, and a friend of mine who is really involved in the industry, and yeah, I got, I guess you can say, industry friends, and or friends who are, I guess you could say, yeah, who are in the industry, and then friends who are not in the industry and do their things. And then I got friends in the industry who are above and beyond, you know what I'm saying? Just like huge, big, great. Great people. Okay, so this person in the industry was on Instagram Live, and he was like, you know, I caught him saying this. You know, I really am excited to share my collection with you guys. I have a lot of new clothes coming out, and a lot, you know, a lot of new merch coming out, and I'm just excited for you guys to see it. And you know, share the message with everybody else. It's a new look. It's not the look that you guys usually saw when I was little or da 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 da. But you know, it's gonna be dope. And I said, yo, I'm so excited for you. I just actually had texted him. I said, bro, I'm excited for the new clothing line and the new merch. Let's just say that, because I know, I don't want to say new clothing line, because he did say something about a clothing line. However, he specifically said merch for now. So this person is amazing. I'm not going to name his name because I'm not trying to give away anything. It could be anybody, so don't ask me whatsoever. If you know me, don't ask me, because I ain't giving it to you. Yeah, this person is amazing, and I'm like, you know what, I had the thought of telling people who are either watching or streaming this, yo, if you have anything, merch, any clothes, anything that you want to like share with people, I'm like, bro, go for it. And any, you know, I know clothes is a big thing, man. Everybody like loves, you know, clothes and shoes and hats and jackets and matching stuff, you feel me, you know. I know on this show I don't wear anything but this white shirt. It'll probably change, maybe not. Watch, if I wear this 10 years down the line, watch, someone's going to clip this, and if I'm still wearing the same white t-shirt 10 years down the line, someone is going to do that. I promise you. And then there's going to be a huge audience and everybody's going to laugh. I promise you, that's going to happen. And so I'm just going to make this as professional as possible. I'm probably going to be laughing at this myself. Look at me. I'm probably laughing right now. However, it's okay. I hope the speakers are not turned up in the auditorium or the sound stage or the big old arena where everybody's watching this and they're like, oh my gosh, it's that dude wearing the same white shirt that he said he probably wasn't going to wear 10 years down the line while doing this show. Oh my gosh. Okay, I'm like, okay, guys, calm down. All right, calm down. However, even if you are not a creative, I just want to say for everybody, guys, if you have a new look that you're trying to go for or that you just feel motivated to go for, do it, man. It's something that I like to see. I like to see people create their own style, create their own look. You feel me? Whatever fits them, you know. I know everybody's like, you know, you shouldn't wear this and you shouldn't wear that, and why would you put that piece together and da da da. I'm like, it ain't none of your business. Calm down. You feel me? If that person feels like wearing a skirt, then let them wear a skirt, okay? If they want to wear this type of jacket, let them wear the type of jacket. What am I finna do for it? If they wear it, what's gonna happen? What am I gonna do? Nothing. You know why? Because it wasn't my choice in the first place. Another thing, it wasn't my decision, which is the same thing as a choice. Another thing, it ain't none of my business. So stop asking me, what am I gonna do about it? Anyway. I gotta stop rambling. However, I just love difference, man. I love to see everybody's creation. Actually, one of my favorite people, Andrew Spriggs, and I know he's gonna flip when I start talking about him, but man, I love everything that he does. Watch, he's gonna clip this right now too. But man, he's one of my favorite people, especially when it comes to, you know, fashion designers, all that stuff. And of course, everybody knows, oh, I do heavily into that and stuff. So I'm always telling him, you know, man, bro, I need that fit. And can I have, I should have that tailored. And then and he knows that too. And I, that's funny. Another guy that I talked to, he's amazing. And he was wearing something that probably would look a bit, you know, like, you feel me? Like a bit, I don't know what you would call it. What do you call it? Like, it's a lot of, like, it was like a big coat and big pants, and it has like a lot of space. And this is funny. He's not, he doesn't usually wear those type of clothes, but I guess because of the photo shoot that he was doing and also the visuals that were being, you know, that they were shooting for, the visuals they were shooting for, he was wearing all that I can't find the words. I know somebody shouting it at me and they're like, "Adieu, it's that." I'm like, "Guys, I just cannot think of it right now." Okay, I don't know what it's called, but it's a lot of room. Like, you can have a lot of room with your legs and your stuff and whatnot. When you got shirts and your pants on, you just got a lot of room. You feel me? I know I'm doing a lot of photo shoots. I know I'm big on clothing. You guys, tell me what your favorite clothing is. Whether you're watching this or seeing this, comment on my social media platforms, my recent post, or if you're watching this on YouTube, or if you're watching, I know this is not just on YouTube, but which is, thank God, it's not on not just on YouTube. I'm talking about this show, because the show is like everywhere, man, like everywhere, like not just streaming, like you can watch it anywhere. Okay, so I tell you, man, yeah, it's a comment. That's what I said. Comment what clothing brands you like to wear, and also what's your fit. You know, tell me what you like. Tell me what you fit in. Tell me what you feel in. You feel me? See what I did there? I gotta stop doing these jokes, man. I'm just wasting time. However, I have an incredible show for you guys today. I'm starting off great. I love this new year, man. I'm feeling positive. I'm feeling rejuvenated. I'm loving everybody, the synergy. You know what it is? It's fashion designers that are really inspiring me. They coming up with these things, bro. And I saw, I'm going to mention his name again. But my boy Andrew Spriggs was just wearing this thing, man. And he had this, like, I wouldn't say a white suit or a tan suit, but he had this thing going on, man, with these like these amazing looking caramel dress shoes. I don't know what the brand was or who it was by whatsoever, or what he was wearing, I don't know what he was wearing was by. You feel me? You know, you get what I'm saying. However, he was just rocking it out, and I love it, man. And I was like, I need that, like, for real. And not because you had it. However, I saw me in you. For real. Inspiration. Bro, guys, children, I think it's time for a commercial break. There's more of the Adu Show after this. I'll be right back. Stick around. I love the show. Welcome back to the Adu Show. My guest for today is an amazing artist. I tell you, man, the moment I saw him just on from one post, I literally like went, okay, this is exactly who I need to talk to set my 2023 off to a great start, especially on this show, because if I told you guys what I really want to tell you guys, y'all, man, it'd be amazing. However, today, one of my favorite people that I just discovered a few days back is here virtually. He's cool. Help me welcome Diggy. How you doing, man? What's up? Thanks for stopping by, man. We wanted to make it special, extra special. Thank you for doing this, and also thank you for doing all the sound checks earlier. We just wanted to make sure that you were good, and we want to make every single show just amazing and memorable. So we know in case you know. Just in case we can't get to you, that we have good footage and good stuff. You feel me? But, man, I love it. Thank you so much for stopping by the show, man. I just feel great, man. I'm feeling great. How are you? What's up, man? What's good?
Feeling good, too, bro. Thank you. Thank you for the warm and energy, bro. It's definitely very welcoming, bro.
Yeah,
man. Excited. What happens?
Of course, man. Thank you so much for, you know, the encouragement. And, you know, I've seen everything that you do, man. And shoot, I'm looking at you right now, and we were talking just a little bit. And the perception, the way you talk, it feels so normal. But you're just on stage, and when you're performing, and when you walk into a room and you bring in energy, it's like a synergy that everybody just feels. And it's like, let me grab onto that. And I love it, man. I really love the passion, the heart, the pursuit. How did you get your start in all this, man, and everything in music?
It was always, you know what I'm saying, kind of engraved in me, bro. You see what I'm saying? Like, since little, I've always was drawn to music, drawn into singing. You see what I'm saying? It's like, I love music. I love melodies. I love what you feel from it, bro. It's just, it's me. See what I'm saying? Yeah.
I love that, man. And I think one of the best things, bro, as a creative is when you get to define what you're trying to give out and what you're trying to push out in music and the message and everything. And I love everything that you do, man. I know it's the beginning of the year, and it's a, you know, there's a lot that I'm seeing a lot of people do, but you have done so much, man, even last year in 2022, man. Is there anything whatsoever you're planning in January?
I'm trying to get this music video. I'm trying to shoot this music video so I could drop soon and stuff, bro. But you know what I'm saying? I'm still trying to organize myself financially. So that's where I'm at right now, bro.
I actually saw that you did do a casting call recently. Yeah. I said that. Oh, I was like, all right. That's dope. I know I definitely can't participate in that joint, even if I was there. I'm like, I don't qualify. But I love it, man. And I know you take your work so seriously, and all the people you work with is like, you know, I respect them wholeheartedly, man. I know you work with a ton of people, but is there anybody you go back to consistently and over and over and over again? It's just like, I got to work with that person, you know, every single time we're, you know, in a room together, just working.
Jay Medina. Every time we lock in, it's a vibe, bro. Yeah. It's always been Medina. The man's a musical genius.
How long have you been working with him, man?
I want to say probably like 2 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's like that. He's a producer, right?
Producer and engineer.
Oh, yeah. Oh, man. That's so crazy. That's the second producer and engineer I heard about this week. And, like, the connection and the real close relationship with the artist and the engineer and the producer is just like, man, it's amazing. You put out great projects, of course. Yeah, man. But when you're creating, bro, I love everything that you did last year. But this year, man, I feel like, you know, with what you've shown and what we've seen, is there something, what's like new to you? Do you have anything like a new, like anything like any new energy or like anything okay. that?
Hell yeah. Absolutely, yeah. bro.
I wanted to ask you that because I've seen you and I was like, I don't know who, what this guy's about to do. Like, for yeah. real. Like, I don't, like, and my words cannot even, you know, I can't pander describe it for people whatsoever.
Yeah. No, like I said, though, bro, I'm pursuing just a specific sound that I'm pursuing, bro, and I'm trying to lock it in, bro. It's a vibe. It's definitely a vibe, bro. Mm-hmm.
And, new music's on the way, of course, right? New music,
of course.
I know music's on the way. You know, in the crazy part about it is, I was like, the moment I didn't know if you wanted to do this. I was like, depending on how this show goes and if he wants to, because we already love him over here. You can come back and we talk about that new. We talk about all your new music when it comes out. When it, you know, and it's just gonna be amazing, man. However, when you started, man, did you want to evolve like this, or did you just stick with a certain like image back when you first started all this?
When I first started off, I want to say that I stuck to a certain image, but you're saying as I grew and matured and as an artist evolved, it obviously changed, bro.
Did you ever think it was going to like branch off to be this big thing?
Yeah. Really? That's what I felt, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. But it's like, it's definitely not where I'm going to be, though, bro. We barely even touched the surface yet, bro.
Right. Well, you saying that, I understand that because of what I've seen from you. That's why I respect you so much. Even when people say that, I don't really take them seriously because so many artists say that. But that's why I brought you on, because I wanted to let you know that it's an honor to have you on, especially on this platform. Because lo and behold, you don't really need me, honestly. I need your energy, and I need your songs, your music, and your talent. And it's a gift. I see that you're in a studio. Is that whose is that? Where are you?
Boy Cruz, bro. My boy's Cruz Studio, bro.
What's up? Oh, that's Crew.
Yeah.
Oh man, what's up? How you doing? What's good, man? I know. I listen. I hope I'm not interrupting a studio session or whatever. But like, I know. Literally, you guys like work hella hard. I love it. I love everything that you do, man. I'm gonna keep up with you. I appreciate everything, all the work. We need your music. We need your beats. We need your songwriting. We need all that passion, bro. I'm serious, bro. I come from a different like genre and passion and love and pursuit, and I'm on drums. But man, I love everything that you guys do, man. Keep going, and of course, what you guys do in music, of course, Diggy, is like amazing, because I think when it comes to performing live and you walking into events and, you know, people inviting you everywhere, like literally, I feel like everybody wants Diggy like somewhere, or like somebody just wants, okay, he, you know, like we got to grab him or invite him for this. But like your perception is just so like, it's just like you got this energy of like, I don't know. I don't want to say intimidation, but like, I don't know what it is. It's like, it's just a respect that not a lot of people can give off. And that's what we love about you, man, in the music. When it comes to music, are you more of the person who releases singles or a lot of albums? Cause I know you released singles in the past and they're amazing, but Any records? I'm not trying to ask you if you are going to release, but would you ever, if you?
Yeah,
you
know, absolutely. Yeah. Like, absolutely. At some point, yeah.
Just like a bunch. Oh, at some point. Okay.
Yeah. I want to have a marketing plan behind that, though. You see what I'm saying? Yeah. So it's like I want to be as prepared as I could be before I tap into that. Mm-hmm.
What are you looking forward into this year specifically?
Building my brand, bro. Music. Building my brand and being transparent with the world, the internet, of who Diggy is and what I represent, bro. That's definitely my end goal of this year.
Does anything like stick out to you? Like, hey, I gotta do that, or I'm gonna like scream.
It's an uncomfortable question, bro, because honestly, sincerely, bro, I feel lost at the moment. You see what I'm saying? Like, I don't know how to transparently show who I am. So it's like, it's an uncomfortable question to answer, bro.
I know.
But in due time, we'll figure it out.
It's funny that you say that because I know when it comes to this type of stuff, you can't, especially with being an artist and being a creative, you sometimes cannot always see what you're trying to do, or you can't even say it, or you yourself haven't even seen the, like, the image, the vision, the world, you know, talking worldwide, what is Diggy gonna do, or what's Diggy gonna put out, or who is Diggy, what is Diggy now? And it's like, man, that's why I said I can't wait until everything you do, man. I promise you, I'm gonna be in the room with somebody and they're gonna be like, yo, how did you get him on? I said, bro, I don't even know, and he doesn't really need me. I'm just here just to support him, bro, just like everybody else, man.
I don't need you, bro. Come on, bro.
Man, I'm like, bro, I'm just, you know, I ain't counting myself out, but, hey, I just, you know, everything you do, man, I'm just jumping up in the air. I'll go to all the live shows and stuff, you know, I'm just I love it, man. But yeah, all the creatives, all the dope creatives that you work with, man, is amazing. But I know when people perform live, man, it's a different type of energy. Do you enjoy performing live?
Love it, bro.
Or do you like it more than being in the studio creating?
One more time.
Do you like being in the studio or performing live more?
Both.
Really? See, I know. That's what everybody saying.
Because, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, when you in the studio, it's this different vibe from when you're in front of people and you up. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. Do you ever get lost? You ever get lost while you're on stage? Like, I don't even care what the set is.
A whole different, like, I can't explain it to you, bro. Like I was trying to tell you, it's like, now that we're talking one-on-one, I'm a little reserved, you see what I'm saying? But on stage, it's like all that goes away, and it goes away so naturally that I can't explain it to you, bro. It's just like I tap into a whole, like, into my power, you see what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, it's love it.
Yeah, man. Is there anything on your heart, anything whatsoever, take all the time you need, anything you want to share, anything you want to promote, anything you want to say?
Yeah. If I'm being transparent, bro, it's uncomfortable for me. I feel like as an artist, like I'm trying to step out of this comfort zone where it's like I'm trying to be transparent. As I'm telling you, now that we have the cameras involved and the fact that I know this is gonna be on the internet, you see what I'm saying? And it's like I said, it's uncomfortable, bro. But you know what I'm saying? We pushing through though, bro. I feel like this is part of my journey. This is where I'm at, bro. This is where I'm at, and the first step is to accept it, bro.
What you just said is just monumental right there. It's so vital as a creative that if you do not tell your audience, if your fans or yourself, more important, that you have something bothering you, and the urge is just irking you, and it's like I cannot control it, and even if I could control it, it's something that I'll be able to remember because it's really affecting me in a way where I need to move. You know, everything causes movement, and with every movement comes a decision, and this decision can either make or break. And this is no corn and cliche stuff. I'm telling you, when it happens, man, that's a whole another conversation that I ain't trying to go into, but man, I told you man, I'm telling you, like, that's where I knew when I saw you, I said there's something special about him, and not just any special person I'm talking about, there's something that only Diggy can push out and release and promote and use his voice to articulate the words in his songs and his songwriting in the room, even when there's nobody around and he has to, like, just
be in his creative space, or when he, or even if you're, I don't know if, even if you're not in your creative space and you're just being the best you that you can be, but you still, but you, but man, like, it's funny. I see you right now and I'm seeing a great person, and I'm so serious. And it's funny because as creators, and I just talked about this, sometimes it's hard to see ourselves when other people say who we are, when it's a positive thing. Man, the next person, that next songwriter that is right next to me is sitting up here like, is an emotion. It's in a, he's in a thing of like transparency. It's insane, and I really cannot fathom it. But man, it's like I said, man. Highest respect goes to you. I hope to see you in concert. Hopefully I can travel, and you know, because I tell you, man, there's so many artists I want to see, and you are one of those people on my list, man. And I love everything that you're doing, man. And I hope, I also hope and pray that, like, as you do all that you do, that the best you, more and more of the best you comes out of you, especially in this time, specifically in this time, bro, in this time. I'm so serious. I am rooting for your rise, man. Man, we got like 5 minutes, and I wanna make sure that you get everything off your chest, because man, when I see everything that you do, man, it just takes me and puts me back on music, and like tells, it's like, it's a motivation for me to write, and you're, it's just amazing, man. Is there anything?
Thank you a lot. It really means a lot, bro. And you too though, bro. I seen you been hustling yourself, bro. I tapped in, like, I had to do my research on your channel and shit, bro. Y'all working, bro. Y'all definitely working, and you know, say with due time, you'll continue to rise up, bro.
Of course, you know, I appreciate it. But you've done it. You've done it, though. You've done a lot, man. A lot that I love, and that has been way more than a lot of other people. But man, like, industry wise, you know, it's, I respect you, man. I respect you, man. I respect everything that you're doing, man. I know. I hate time. They're telling me I got 2 minutes. Anything before I have to say this monologue? Just anything.
Yeah, so look, if anybody wants to tap into, you know what I'm saying, Diggy Baby, catch me on Instagram, Diggy Baby, Twitter, same. And follow me along this journey, man. Follow me along this journey, and let's grow together.
Yes, sir. Yo, thank you so much for stopping by the show. I appreciate the love, and I appreciate the support, and I respect you so much as an artist, as a creative, and as a person. You're just a really chill dude, man. Love, man. Much love. Diggy, everybody, stick around. There's more of the Ado Show after this. I'll be right back.
If you would like to view clips from today's show, head on over to my YouTube channel for more exclusive content. Also, if you want to stream full episodes of this show, you can, since the show is on all streaming platforms, which are available for download on the Google Play Store and the App Store. And finally, make sure to tune in to The Deuce Show every day, only on YouTube.com and on all other streaming platforms available. I feel like I can just jump up out of my chair into the sky and fly. I feel like it, man. I want to say thanks to Diggy. Stay cool. Live life. Until next time.